You can leave it under me a little bit if you like. Now, Repercussion Theater has cast this performance of the Star-Crossed Lovers with two women playing the leads. The role of Juliet's father, played by a woman, and Juliet's mother, played by a man. But the cast says that they hope people will just start to look beyond that casting and look for the universal stories of love and loss. The show is touring Montreal, and two of the performers are in studio with me right now. One of them actually put together that piece of music for us. I'm joined now by Gitanjali Jain, who is performing the role of the nurse, a beautiful role. And Anton May, also playing a very challenging role, Juliet's mother. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much.
I want to jump right in. Anton, you, well, in Shakespeare's day, actually female parts were often played by men.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of returning us to a tradition, but taking a very fresh take on it. I'm wondering how you approach the role of Lady Capulet.
Yes, it was extremely challenging for me. In my head, originally, I wanted to try and play her as a woman. But obviously, that's kind of impossible since I'm not a woman. But in trying to figure out ways of approaching Lady Capulet, I kind of looked back to myself and kind of was able to channel my feminine side. Which is something, especially in the queer community amongst the men, which is something that's usually frowned upon for men being feminine, gay men being effeminate, which I myself I'm a victim of doing, I'm guilty of doing that. But it allowed me to really accept my feminine side and really embrace it to its fullest and really helped me bring that flavor that Lady Capulet needed for the show.
Do you have a favorite scene?
Oh, my favorite scene is my first scene when I get to enter, make my big entrance. In RuPaul's Drag Race, there's a drag queen called Bob the Drag Queen who kind of came up with this purse first kind of slogan. And I have this big fan. I have this big fan that I use and I point. Any direction that I go, I use that fan to point and I make my entrances and I'm looking good. I'm beat. It's fun. And yeah, that's
and
my favorite scene.
Fabulous.
Yes, the costume by Sophie El-Azad is amazing and it just helps just heighten this character. Oh, it's amazing.
Well, there's the fabulous start. That's a really challenging role. Another role that is so challenging is the role of the nurse. Gitanjali, you are playing that role. This is Juliet's closest confidant. It was written as an older mother, an older part, kind of motherly, sort of grandmotherly, and as an actor who is younger than maybe our imagined version of the nurse, I'm wondering what kind of relationship your nurse has with this young Juliet in love.
Well, I mean, they're actually closer in age than people think. Shakespeare writes that Juliet is 13 years old and that her mother was around 13 when she had her, which makes the nurse around 27, 30. And so when Amanda, the director, called me and said, you know, I know she's played older, I hope you don't take it badly. I said, honey, I'll take it. 27? I'll take 27, no problem. So the age was not a factor for me. I think it's a role that the character goes through a lot. It starts as comedy. So one of the things that maybe audiences don't know is that the first half of the play is quite funny. It's actually almost like a comedy until things get a little violent. So the first half, you're laughing the whole time. The nurse, Mercutio, you know, and, you know, Amanda's great at building comedy into her plays. But then it all turns, you know, as we know, into a tragedy. And so for me, the challenge of the nurse is going through such an emotional journey.
This performance, there's a lot of conversation about the casting. There are many people of color in leading roles, in important roles. And as performers who are not white, I'm wondering what it means to you to have this opportunity.
I feel like I don't even question that. It's like I think we have to stop sort of going, wow, thank you, I got cast. And just it's time to look beyond. And I mean, I know it's a conversation we have to keep having. And also, it should come as no surprise that it's a diverse cast. I mean, this is Canada. This is 2018. You know, what happened to this mosaic culture? This is real. You know, and we're touring plays, parks all over the city and outside, and This is real, you know. These are the people we're playing to. So why shouldn't we be the people playing to those people?
What's the reaction been?
Actually, really, really amazing. This show in its base is pretty queer, based on the way it's been cast. But it's been interesting to go to places like Cornwall, go to places like Hawkesbury, where it's a very small audience in Hawkesbury, and have them eyes wide open, smiles on their faces, seeing all the different colors, seeing all the different, hearing all the different sounds. It's very, very refreshing. Mm. Having people come up to us during intermission, or having people talk to the staff about how amazing this production was and how fun and how interesting it was. They didn't have a moment where they weren't watching, that they weren't interested, and it was just something really nice to hear.
Even young children, you know, 6 and 8 year olds engaged the whole time.
Yeah.
And people, you know, some people going, you know, I wasn't sure about the twist, but I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's a nice thing to hear.
It's an excruciating story to tell. It does have those moments of comedy, and then when it starts to cork on itself, the family feuds, the loss, the tragedy, the beautiful language, a really challenging production. What's interesting is this is also happening right at the moment as we're having this conversation about Robert Lepage. He has now said that he's not changing the casting for the show Kannada, which is based on Canadian history but features mostly white actors playing Indigenous roles. I'm wondering what your reaction is and what the reaction has been in the cast of your show.
Well, this news was, I heard it aired today on CBC.
Mm-hmm.
And so we haven't seen the other actors yet. So I don't know. I'm sure there will be conversations, just like there were conversations about Slave.
Mm-hmm.
I am appalled. I don't think it's acceptable. I think he has been given the chance to have dialogue. And I think, you know, for someone who was at the forefront of theater and who was officially a voice of the oppressed, you know, I think it's disgraceful, frankly. I think, you know what, Robert Lepage, you can find the actors, the native actors, you can find the money and you can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's December is a ways away, and I think there's absolutely no excuse.
Let me put a tough question to you. What is the difference between Lepage casting white performers in historical roles about people of color and your performances, which are written originally for people of different genders, ages, sexualities, and backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
Than the performers who are performing them in your show?
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like when it comes to Shakespeare, it was written in a time where actors weren't really of color. You didn't have that actors of color back in those days. So of course, originally these characters were played by white or Caucasian actors. And the difference I would say is that we're in 2018. Now we have the resources. Now we have the actors have the training. Actors of color have the training, and they're capable of playing these roles. So for people to say that, oh, I'm going to cast it in a certain way, there's really no excuse to cast people that are qualified, that match the requirements for the roles. And I mean, with our show, Shakespeare writes in a certain way, but we, looking back on that lens, we are able to kind of like flip it and make it more relevant to today, you know?
And I also feel like Shakespeare might have been tickled by this. I mean, he mm-hmm. was also writing at a time when women were not allowed on stage,
yeah.
and he acknowledged that and still wrote incredibly deep roles for women.
Yeah.
So something in him knew that just because women aren't allowed on stage doesn't mean that women are just second-class citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of why he lives on in our, you know, in this world. But you know, there's no, the irony is not lost that this would have been two boys playing it, two young men,
yeah.
you know, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's going to be such an interesting production to watch. You've got these beautiful traveling locations that
mm-hmm.
you've been in. You've just been all over the place. You're continuing until August 8th. Thank you so much for being here in studio today.
Thank you for having us.
I've been speaking with Gitanjali Jain and Anton May. You hear that beautiful music that was put together by Gitanjali Jain. They are going to be performing Romeo and Juliet at 7 p.m. in NDG Park. That's at the corner of Girouet and Sherbrooke. If you can't make that, go online. There are lots of other performances. RepercussionTheatre.com.